With your permission. Of course, one of the most known, maybe, in the Haggadah is the song Dayenu. What the song means is we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he did for us. And he said he didn't have to do the whole thing for us. That's how the song starts. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would just kill the Bechorot, the elderly, but you did not do anything to their statues, the Yenu. If you did this, you didn't take us out, Dayenu. You took us out, and we didn't take the money, the fortune, Dayenu, enough for us. You did for us, you didn't split Yamsuf, enough for us, split Yamsuf. You did not drown the Egyptian. Enough for us. So a person can say it all day long. You know, Hashem, you gave me a kippah. You didn't give me a hat. Dayenu. You gave me socks. You didn't give me shoes. Dayenu. Yeah. Hashem supplies. Hashem gives. Hashem is the one that knows what a person needs. That's what Hashem does. He's staying in front of Hashem and says, I didn't need it. It was enough for me this, it was enough for you. If Hashem made it this way, it means Hashem wants it. It's needed to be done. Hashem wants it to be done. You know, I really don't need it. If it wouldn't be there, also I would thank Hashem for this. Okay, but Hashem gives you everything. Hashem wanted to take you out of Egypt. Hashem wanted to kill the Bechorot, wanted to destroy the Avodah Zarah, wanted to drown all the Egyptians, wanted to get you to Eretz Israel, wanted to give you man. If one thing you say, no, Hashem, if you wouldn't give me man, it's also good. Of course it's also good. Every time it's also good. Hashem wants you to have man. Hashem wants that thing to happen. Hashem, thank you very much. If this wouldn't have happened, it's also good. Hashem knows it's also good without it. So what's the whole purpose to say, Dayenu, enough for me. What do you mean enough for you? Hashem did not think it's enough for you. If Hashem would have thought it's enough for you, he wouldn't have taken you. You look at one of the Har Sinai. If Hashem would have brought us to Har Sinai, he wouldn't give us the Torah, it's also good. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Hashem would have brought you to Har Sinai, he wouldn't give us the Torah. So what? That's Dayenu. He gave you the Torah, wouldn't give us Eretz Israel, Dayenu. That's Dayenu, it's not true. The whole purpose is Eretz Israel. You say to Hashem, Dayenu, if you would give me the Torah, not taking me to Israel, also good. Enough for me. It's not enough for you. It's not true. It's not enough for you. Hashem wants you to end up in Eretz Israel. So Hashem had to take you via the desert, and Hashem had to give you man, or else you will survive without man. Walking in the desert without food, Dayen. Also, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, רמי יסד, כל שלו אמר שלושה דברים אלה בפסח לזה ידעו חבתו. ונלל הסדר, if you got, you skip that page, that paragraph, he did not do the mitzvah. מחלוקים המון וחכמים, he didn't do the mitzvah of Haggadah, or he didn't even fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. When you eat the matzah, if he forgot to say this paragraph, he didn't have it in mind, he didn't do the mitzvah. What is what you got to say? You got to say Pesach Shayu Ochlim Avotenu Al Shuma. You have to say the Korban Pesach. Why our fathers ate Korban Pesach? You say because the Kadosh Baruch Hu skipped on the houses when we fought Mitzrayim and Avotenu Yitzil. The Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. If you don't say that, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah. In time of Bet Hamikdash, even if you ate a piece of meat from the sacrifice of Korban Pesach, He did not fulfill it. There's no other mitzvah that you have to say with your mouth. That I'm doing that mitzvah because this is the reason for the mitzvah. Even if you don't think why you're doing the mitzvah, it's also good. To some chachamim, we didn't think anything, it's also good. But it's not a mitzvah, you have to say, why I'm shaking a lulav, why I'm sitting in the sukkah, why I'm doing a shofar, why I put tzitzit, why I put tefillin. But I'm just saying nothing. And here, Rabbi Gamliel said, halacha, and the Rambam Shulchan Aruch didn't say it, forget about it, he didn't do the mitzvah. Didn't do the mitzvah, not of the Haggadah. Because some chachamim, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, in time of Bet HaMikdash. A person brought the sheep, slaughtered with this, he took a piece of meat, he has to say, you know, I'm having this meat? I'm having this meat because in Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped on the houses. He didn't say that. It was a piece of Choresh. It wasn't Korban Pesach. Matzah Zu, you have to hold the matzah in your hand. I says, we're eating the matzah. We came out of Egypt. We took the leftover dough. Hashem baked it, made matzah. You have to know, this is why I have matzah. Why you have matzah? If you don't say that, you don't have it in mind, you didn't do the mitzvah. The whole thing was in vain. Maror ze shanuch li mashuma. Maror, same thing. You have to hold the maror in your hand. This is why I have maror. This is because Egyptian gave us a hard time. So the question is, first of all, since when in time of happiness, you also mention time of agony? Say, deserve, in a Sukkot, you sit in the Sukkah, he says, okay, Sukkot is what Hashem made for me something. He says, we came out of Egypt, Hashem made Sukkah for me. And then the Kavod, the cloud Sukkah. So also I have a piece of Maror in the Sukkah. I says, you know, before I left Egypt, before I went to Sukkah, the Egyptian gave me a hard time. In the Kiddush and Shabbat, in this Kiddush Shabbat, Zecher L'Yitziat Mitzrayim. Shisham Mitzavir HaTzavanu, Zecher L'Yitziat Mitzrayim. We do Kiddush, in the Kiddush you say, I do Kiddush, why I say the Kiddush? The Kiddush Hashem gave us Shabbat. Zecher L'Yitziat Mitzrayim. Remember Egypt. So have a piece of Maror too on Shabbat. Every time you mention Mitzrayim, Egypt, take a piece of Maror before. So I'm having Maror now. Why are you having Maror? Well, I came out of Egypt. I want to remember. When I came out of Egypt, Egyptians gave me a hard time. Since when you remember bitter things and agony and sad things when you enjoy something? You don't do it. Before Purim, you do something of the Gezerah. Never happened. 50 times, says the Zohar, in the Torah you find, Hashem said, I am God who got out of Egypt. 50 times. What 50 times? Chachamim says, well, it's a very important mitzvah. So, important mitzvah, okay. But 50 times that Hashem has to say in the Torah, I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu who got out of Egypt. It's what it's it. אני השם אלוקיכם, אשר רציתי אתכם ארץ מצרים, לתכם אלוקים, אני השם אלוקיכם. Twice אני השם אלוקיכם. I am God. I took you out of Egypt. I am God. Of course, you said it already. Why are you saying it twice? You said it. I am God, you got to מצרים. No. אני השם אלוקיכם. And I said, אמת. What's אמת? For what? You just said it. You got 50 times in the Torah, Hashem took you out of Egypt. The mitzvah, of course, is wine. Chachamim came and said, you have to have wine, 4 cups of wine. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Rambam, the wine is in a way the most important thing in El Seder. That if somebody doesn't have money to buy anything, still has to go collect money, borrow money, collect money, rent himself out, sell his jacket to go get wine. This is the most important part in El Seder, must be the wine. He says, what's so important about the wine? Why do you have to do such a thing? El Seder Rabotai starts, Alach ma'ani al b'achal la'batan ha'barat ha'mitzrayim. This is a mitzvah of Magid. A mitzvah of Magid. It's what to talk about coming out of Egypt. Let us say the starts, this is how the Haggadah starts. This is the poor bread that our fathers ate in Egypt. כל דכפין יתב יאכל, כל דצריך יתב יפסח. השתה אחה, לשנה בא בארד ישראל, השתה אחה, השתה אבדל שנה בא בני חורים. This is now, this year we hear, next year in Eretz Yisrael. He says, whoever is hungry, let him come. This is well, every chag is a mitzvah to have a guest. Every chag. This is the Rambam in his commentary. Simchat Yom Tov, every holiday. It's a mitzvah to have a guest in your house. A mitzvah. Shabbat, this is well, is not a must to have a guest. But chag, the Zohar says, be careful, you must have a guest on the Chag. A guest doesn't mean your son, or your son-in-law, or your father-in-law, or your father, or your best friend. That's not called a guest. That's called a pleasure guest. That's not a guest. A guest means somebody that has no place to be on Chag. That's called a guest. And you have a special mitzvah. This is Zohar, every Chag. Every Chag. Over here, Ella said it comes, we say invite. You say, listen, כל דכפין יתב יאכל. Whoever wants to come, please come. Enjoy yourself. Come sit down. Eat with us. This is what's so important. And all the chachamim ask, with all the respect, now at the table, and the alarm is on, and the gate is closed, and he has few dogs outside. And he said, whoever wants to come, will come. The dog is going to bite him. If he wants to come, you have to put in the newspaper before. It says, anybody has no place to be in Pesach, this is my house. Please come. Please call me, make reservation, you have room in my house. After he came from Beit HaKnesset, he said, the Leila said it, he already made the Kiddush. He made the Kiddush. Now you tell the guy, whoever wants to come, why about the Kiddush? You already made the Kiddush. Now he says, call Dichvin, whoever wants to come. To who are you talking? He whispers it to his wife. He whispers to his wife, whoever wants to come. In the meantime, all the poor people outside waiting, somebody to invite them. And he says, whoever wants to come, let him come. Why don't you tell it to them with the Knesset before you came home? Now you're telling it to them. Now you're telling them, call Dichvin Yetev Yochal. And the question is, what's so important? If he's so important and to have a guest, like the Zohar said, every time. Every Shabbat, every Chag, you say, Kol Dichvin, Yetev Yochal. Before you start the meal Shabbat, you say, whoever is hungry, says, there's Zohar, Sukkot, Shavuot, it's a mitzvah to have a guest. So do the same thing. You come to the Sukkah, you say, Kol Dichvin. Who wants to eat? Let him come to my Sukkah. No, you don't say that. Pesach. The beginning of Leila Seder, you say, Kol Dichvin. What Kol Dichvin? For what you say? Well, the Chachamim say, why it's in Aramaic? Why it's not in Hebrew? The whole Haggadah is in Hebrew. All of a sudden, this part, Aramaic. Why this Aramaic? So whoever made the Haggadah, we don't know who made the Haggadah. Whoever made the Haggadah made sure the first part, Magid, start the Haggadah, it says a few sentences in Aramaic. Hashatah, Zisir, I'm here. Say it in Ivrit. Achshav ani begretnet. Shana avar, ba'ir ha'atika. Tagid et ze, say in Hebrew. No, in Aramaic. Ashata avde, this year I'm a slave to my wife, I mean a slave. Eshana bab nechorin. Next year I'll be free. Say it in Ivrit. Comes the Rambam, says the Haggadah. Kol amarbe lesaper b'mitziat Mitzrayim, hare ze meshubach. It's a special mitzvah on Leila Seder. The more you talk about it, it's better. It's better for who? Better for Hashem? Hashem knows everything. Hashem doesn't get anything with you saying the Haggadah more. Stay up longer. For you it's better. What's better for me? For me better. You know what? Let me say, learn some Gemara now. Learn some Gemara. What is it? What's Daf Yomi? Daf Yomi. Leila Seder, learn Daf Yomi. What does it have to speak about coming out of Egypt? Listen. אפילו כולנו חכמים, אפילו כולנו נבונים, מצווה עלינו לספר ביציאת מצרים. הגדה says, you know, even you חכם, even you know everything, וכולם יודעים את התורה, you have to talk about Egypt, coming out of Egypt. I say, listen, I don't say, what is this to do חכם or not חכם? What do you want to tell me what this to do? Because חכם said, you know, I learned Gemara now. What do you have to wait to waste my time away? I know what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know he took me out of Egypt. I know all the stories. I know all the Gemarot, the Mishnayot, the Midrashim, the Zohar, everything about it. Thank you very much. Gracias a Dios. And then you go on with your life. He says, no. The night of Pesach, Afilu Chachamim, Maase, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tafon, Rabbi Akira, Rabbi Mitzvim, Nebrak. Kol HaLaila, says the Agada, the Mishnah. Listen, all the big Chachamim, Rabbi Lezer HaGadol, Rabbi Akiva, the biggest. Stay up the whole night, talk about it. What is the necessity to do it? For what you're doing it? For what you're doing it? For who? You know, it's a major thing to do such a thing. It's good. People think to stay up Shavuot is a mitzvah. No. Doesn't say in the Rambam, it's Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say Shulchan Aruch. But Mechaber doesn't say to stay up the whole night. It's nice. Mechaber also stayed up the whole night. It's nice. But there's no halacha. There's no halacha to stay up Shavuot. There's no halacha to stay up Shoshana Rabbah. No halacha. Kama Rav Bizki said, yeah, but it's halacha to stay up the night of Leila Seder up. The whole night. Some people stay up 2 nights of Leila Seder. The whole night. It says, Achezim Mishubach. He says, you stay up, night of Leila Seder, it's halacha in the Rambam. To stay up on Shavuot, to stay up on Shana Rabbah, you don't find it in the Rambam. It's no halacha. No Shechai Baruch, no Rambam. So it's a custom. A custom. But to stay up the night of Pesach, it's not a custom. It's halacha. It's halacha to stay up. No, listen, I said the Haggadah, it's okay. Let's get the show on the road. Let's have the matzah, let's have the barrel, okay, the wine, okay. Some politics, and he goes to sleep. It's the opposite of what people say, think, what people do. Go to sleep on Hoshana Rabbah, go to sleep on Shavuot, stay up the night of Pesach. Stay up the night of Pesach. Maaseh, here comes the Agadah, the Mishnah says, listen, Big Chachamim, stay up the whole night. What is it if to stay up the night? What you speak about is Hashem needs you to stay up the whole night. For what? Come the Zohar, and the Zohar says the following. Zohar says, you should know, if you imagine the exodus of the Jewish people out of Egypt, talking millions of people, just Erev Rav, just the Goyim that accompany us, or 3.6 million people, just Goyim, just Egyptians. Some of them were the magicians, some other Egyptians. When we left, let's say we're going to convert. Besides us, there probably around 15 million people. All the orphans, ladies and men. Can you imagine? Can you see if you can vision it? Can you imagine? 15 million people with millions of donkeys. Leaving, all of a sudden, walking, marching. What a scenery is that? This is a Zohar. But now, look, the other side. What the other side? Umeitzrayim mekabrim. Says the Zohar, and know what happened in Egypt? Cadillacs after Cadillacs, funerals. Cemeteries are filled with funerals. There's no place to bury anybody. There's no carriages to take the dead people. From one side, you see all the Jews go one side. You see millions of people marching out of Egypt. From the other side, you see, they all go to cemeteries. Says the Zohar, you know what it is, really? The Zohar says this is called advising miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And people think, Nela said there, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have matzah, maro, wine. Nah, says the Zohar, you don't understand the whole thing. The whole thing is upside down. The purpose of Nela said there, says the Zohar, is called advertise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Advertising. Soon we'll see what's so important to do it. But says the Zohar, that's the goal of Leila Seder. That's what happened that night, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be happening every year on the same night. And what it means like this. Say the Chachamim, and the Ramban says it, the other Chachamim say it also. Kadosh Baruch Hu did promise to Abraham Abinu, after 400 years, the children will go back to Israel. What says the Ramban, only if they look like people. What happened if they look like monkeys? says, Dari, look. Look at your face. Look at the mirror. Before you did Avodah Zarah, after you did Avodah Zarah. Before you did Avodah Zarah, you look like a person. Betzelem Elokim bara oto. Hashem made you with the same form of Hashem. You had light on your face, and you saw, when you looked at a person, you saw a person. Now, says the Gemara, Nidmin kebehema. Now, you look like an animal. Says the Gemara, you can test yourself. Go to the zoo, stand next to a cage. See what the animal does. If the animal is quiet, you still look like a person. If the animal starts to get wild, it means she wants to bite you. It means you look like an animal. Says the Ari, says all the Chachamim say. Says the Ramban, listen, Hashem promised to take us out of Egypt. True. But Hashem promised to take people out of Egypt. Not donkeys, not monkeys. Says, we went down 49 gates of Avodah Zarah in Egypt. Says the Ramban, Hashem is not obligated to take you. But Hashem promised, yeah. If you look like your grandfather, Abraham, if you do what Abraham did, you're fine. So you paid the bill, you were there 400 years, now you go out. But not if in Egypt you did the opposite of what your grandfather did. He went and he tried to convince the world not to worship idols. And you worship idols in Egypt. Not worship idols. Go down, all the way down in this idolship. 49 gates of idolship. Hashem has no obligation. It's obligation to, when he takes you out, it's obligation to give you the money of the Egyptians. It's an obligation to take the Egyptians, draw them into the water. It's obligation to take you to Har Sinai. It's obligation to give you the Torah. It's obligation to take you to any place. Not to Eretz Israel, to take you out to Israel. You're talking about what? Hashem wants monkeys in Israel. Hashem said, if you're a person, I'll take you to Israel. You deserve nothing. But what did really happen? You know, Chachamim say, you know, they say it happened in Russia. It happened in Russia. The government wanted to hang somebody in time of Lenin. Zchuto yagen alav. I said, before they had hung the guy, somebody came and says, this guy is a scientist. You don't hang him. I says, but this guy is not a communist. He did this, this. He says, you don't understand. He didn't do, but it's gonna go good, it's gonna be good for Russia. They took him off. Say Chachamim, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have to do anything. But, Hashem's name, with this advertising, this miracle, will get bigger and bigger. It'll get David Kadosh, Hashem's name. So even though we didn't deserve it, but since from that thing that Hashem is going to take us out of Egypt, and he's going to take the Egyptians, throw them into the water, and this is going to generate and going to be accomplished. Kiddush Hashem is worth it all. He says the Zohar, the whole night of Leila Seder, is advertising the miracle. But advertising the miracle not because we have to advertise it, because that advertisement is called you do Kiddush Hashem. The Zohar says, you should know, it's a secret, but the Zohar says, Hashanu lalenu lalechem, your beloved one left this world, goes upstairs. Now if he goes, you know, to Gan Eden, it's not a big deal. But Chas Shalom, if he has to make a stop before Gan Eden, what we call it, goes local. And he has to stop someplace, it's not such a good place. Somebody says Kaddish for him, he might jump on the express train and goes to Gan Eden because Kaddish. This is Zohar. What is Kaddish? You know what Kaddish is? What Kaddish? The man, Chas Shalom, Alinu Alechem, don't like to talk about it, but was not the best person in the world. So his son comes to Kenisa, he says Kaddish. So first of all, says the Chachamim, say first you have to know if the son is not an observant and he doesn't do the mitzvot, not only doesn't help, does the opposite. It backfires to the person. They drive the car on Shabbat to say Kaddish. Not only doesn't help the person upstairs, ruins the person. Because it's the opposite of it gadal bit kadash merabah. It gadal bit kadash. You say amen, it's a new invention. When they made it Kaddish, nobody said amen after it gadal bit kadash. He didn't say amen after it. The first amen is amen yesh merabah. Amen yesh merabah goes in the first sentence. Only gadal bit kadash merabah. Mitgadal mitgadal shmir haba. Ameni yesh shmir haba. The older part in the middle, in between, is a continuation of Mitgadal mitgadal. Mitgadal mitgadal where? Be'alma divrach chirute, in this world. Emlich malchute, atzmach po, chayichon, b'chayichon, 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 what? B'chayichon, in your life, in your mechon, in your time, means the body, and the neshama, what? Mitgadal mitgadal. The whole Kaddish is Mitgadal mitgadal. And Amen Yishmer Rabbah says the Zohar, that's going to help the person. He's in Gehenom Chas V'Shalom on the grill. He's on the grill in Gehenom. But somebody from his family say Kaddish for him, they put the heat lower on the grill. Because Amen Yishmer Rabbah. Eventually he's going to go out to Gehenom, says the Zohar. Amen Yishmer Rabbah, Amen Yishmer Rabbah. How does Amen Yishmer Rabbah does it? What about Kaddish, Kaddish? The Shulchan Aruch Chas V'Shalom talking Kaddish. Of course Chas V'Shalom. You know, you say, somebody is praising the king. I said, it gadal bit kadash, you know, his name should be big and great. And the other guy is talking about his horse, about his betting, about $600 billion, he didn't mean. And he says, it gadal bit kadash, says the Zohar, it means kiddush Hashem. Advertise a kadosh baruch hu. That thing, says the Zohar, waves everything. This is the Gemara. Korim lo gzadin she shivim shana. A person has shalom is sick. If he comes to Bet HaKnesset, it says, Amen Yishmer Rabbah b'chol kochos, says the Gemara, with all your strength and the Kavanah, Hashem cancels all the Gezerot. Why Gezerot? Because Kiddush Hashem waves everything. Like Chilul Hashem is the worst sin, Kiddush Hashem is the biggest. Says the Zohar, that's the whole thing with the Kaddish. If you say Kaddish, nobody says Amen Yishmer Rabbah, it's for nothing, it's for nothing. The whole thing of Kaddish is not the first Amen, not the second Amen, and not the last Amen. Amen Yishmer Rabbah. This is what elevates the Nishamot, mainly in Gehenom, also in Gan Eden for the guy. But invented for the Nishamot in Gehenom. How is it going to help the guy in Gehenom? The guy has a bad record. The guy was very bad here. So because his son said Kaddish, let the guy say Mishnayot. No. Mishnayot is good for the Nishama, good. But to save him from Chas Shalom, bad things, if he's in the wrong correction, in Rikers Island, Amen Yishmer Rabbah will do the job. Mishnayot will not do the job. Mishnayot is good for the neshama. But if he's in Gehenom, Mishnayot doesn't help. It gives him some credit, but don't help. He says, listen, what Mishnayot is going to help? The man didn't keep this, didn't keep that. He was a bad boy. Amen Yishmer Rabbah fixes a bad boy, says the Zohar. That's the power of the Kaddish. But it's the power of a Kaddish, only if the person says the Kaddish, and the congregants answer the Kaddish, they're observant. If you go in to his house or someplace, say Kaddish, and the people are not observant, they say, you say, Amen Yishmer Rabbah, what is Amen Yishmer Rabbah? You don't keep nothing, what is Yishmer Rabbah? So the Zohar, Kaddish is the greatest, but Kaddish is the most dangerous thing to say. Because if Chas V'Shalom, the person, Chas V'Shalom, the person, is not up to it, he said the Kaddish is the opposite of the Kaddish. He said, Kaddish is Kaddish Shmer Rabbah, he does the opposite. He eats not kosher food. He does bad things. He says, Gadal bit Kaddash. This is all. That's the whole power of the Kaddish. When Sheikh Nisar Gdola made the Kaddish, that's the power of the Kaddish. Kaddish is Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem waves all the Gezerot. And the Gemara says, the person has the Gezerah is sick. Very sick. He says, Hashem decided he's going to live only 7 years, says the Gemara. He says, Amen Yishmer Rabbah, he answers of the Kaddish, b'chol kocho, with all his strength, he screamed, Amen Yishmer Rabbah. He says, so with Kavanah also, he knows what he says. Yes, I want Hashem's name to be big, great, in this world, in the worlds to come. Le'alam, le'almei almaya. Forever, I want Hashem to be big. Yitbarach, v'yishtabach, v'yitpa'al, t'mom, v'yitnaseh. All these things that I want Hashem's name to go up and up and up. He says, send Hashem cancel all the gezerot from a person. That's how powerful Kaddish. That's how powerful it's called Kiddush Hashem. Says the Zohar, you should know, the whole Leila Seder is Kiddush Hashem. What the Haggadah says, what the Rambam says, listen, stay Leila Seder and say that. The more you say, the better for you. Why it's better for me? It's better for you because Hashem will cancel the Gzerot. It's like Amen Yishmer Rabbah. That's the secret. And that's what the Rambam writes. As this person says, you talk about, talk more. He says, the more you talk, the more you advertise the miracle. That's what you have in mind, says the Zohar. He says, in one way, we came out of Egypt, there were millions of Jews. With all the fortune living in Egypt, you say, wow, And the other side you see, oh, look at the Egyptians, don't die. Must be there is Hashem. Chodah is here. Must be the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is called the biggest Kiddush Hashem that occurred, says the Zohar, since creation. The biggest Kiddush Hashem. Since creation, the Zohar said, was no Kiddush Hashem like us coming out of Egypt. And that thing comes every year on Pesach. For this, we have Leila Seder, for this, the Haggadah, to do it. I says, listen, what are we going to do? We talk about this the whole night. We talk about this the whole night. What you do is, you advertise the miracle. You advertise the miracle, that means, Kiddush Hashem. Mr. Hashem, you did this, you did this. Huh. I says, that is what Hashem wants for your benefit. Not that Hashem wants you to advertise him. When you actually do it, advertise the Kaddish, it means you create Kiddush Hashem. Like you said, Gav Kaddash and the Knesset, but the Knesset, people say, I'm an Yishmer, but that's Kiddush Hashem. What, 10 people? Yeah, that's called Kiddush Hashem. When you advertise the Kaddosh Baruch Hu, and you say, yes, I want the Kaddosh Baruch Hu to do what he did, that's called Kiddush Hashem. That's really, you should know the Kavanah of Dayenu. Not a song, Dayenu. I said, listen, Hashem, he did this, he didn't, he not have done that, also good. No, you don't understand. That's not what it means. Dayenu is the holiest thing in the Haggadah. We tell Hashem, listen, Kaddosh Baruch Hu. If you just have killed just the elderly, this was enough, biggest Kiddush Hashem. You did something else. We didn't need it. Not because we didn't need it for ourselves. This was enough advertisement that Hashem wa Elohim, that you God. And every step in Dayenu, that we say, listen, we came to Yom Suf, and Hashem did this, and Hashem would not have done that. It means that also was enough as far as creating so-called advertisement of Kiddush Hashem. So that's what the whole Haggadah, and that's the whole mitzvot of the Leila Seder. That's what we say. When we say that, I want to explain to you something. You think Hashem cares less if you have Korban Pesach? No. Listen. You know, is Chilul Hashem, a person has to give his life. This is the Gemara, Bishat HaGzera. This is the Gemara, a time of Gezera, where the Goyim said, you can't act like a Jew. This is the Gemara, for example, what? See, the Jewish people, they walk with suits and black shoes. Comes the government and say, listen, we want you to wear different shoes. He say, listen, this is our custom. We wear this kind of shoes. He says, no. You know what? We want you to get shoes without shoelaces. Okay, big deal. So, says the Gemara, why is telling you he doesn't want you to have shoelaces? Because shoelace is a sign of a Jew, and all the Jewish people walk with shoelaces. Now he wants you to go Bali shoes. Says the Gemara, he tells you, if not, I'm going to kill you. Says the Gemara, give you life. On says the Gemara, give you life on your shoelace. On your shoelace. Isn't it better for Hashem that I should wear Bali shoes without shoelaces and I be dead? Says the Gemara, no. It's called Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. When Yimach Shimam, they came to kill him. The Russians, the Germans, they came to Bet HaKnesset over there. They said, we're taking it to the chambers. The Rabbanim took the Sefer Torah, they dance. Ashrenu Matov Chelkenu. We're going to get burned on Kiddush Hashem. The biggest thing for Hashem is Kiddush Hashem. Hashem doesn't care less if you eat a piece of meat from Korban Pesach. Hashem said, listen, somebody does not participate in the sacrifice of Pesach, Hashem kills him. Why Hashem kills him? Why? Because he doesn't come to Beit HaMikdash with a sacrifice. You don't understand. Let me explain to you what the sacrifice is all about, and now I'll explain to you something. You know, was Makat Bechorot midnight. Midnight in Egypt, Hashem killed all the elderly. Didn't kill them completely. They all became unconscious, as the Gemara. They really died in the morning. The whole night they were unconscious on the floor. Actually, death occurred in the morning. Says, what happened? The Jews had to be inside the houses, waiting the whole night. You can't go outside. Hashem skipped in the houses. This Hashem said, you can have Korban Pesach. So he said, no, you don't understand. No. It means like this. Why you have Korban Pesach? I said, why is sacrifice of Pesach? Because Hashem skipped on the houses. You know what means Hashem skipped on the houses? Sister Ramban, you know, Hashem did not have to skip on the houses. Hashem did not have to take you out of Egypt. He didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve it. You say, remember, Pesach, Pesach, Pesach. You know what Pesach means? Pesach means one thing. I didn't deserve it. Hashem made a miracle for me. He saved my life. He jumped on the house. The war at the gate 49th of Avodah Zarah in Egypt. He did Avodah Zarah in Egypt. So, we don't deserve. Hashem had mercy, jumped over the houses. That, Hashem wants you to remember. Why he jumped over the houses, this is called Dayenu. Because eventually you can go out of Egypt, and eventually all the Egyptians will have funerals, and eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you money in the desert, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you to Eretz Israel, he'll give you the Torah. He says every step is so-called Yakiru v'yedu kol yeshve tevel. Everybody should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Zohar, that's what happened coming out of Egypt. What happened? Happened nothing. Happened Kiddush Hashem. So the night of Pesach, you have to do Kiddush Hashem. You read the Haggadah, and you say the whole time, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did this, you did this. We didn't deserve it. Mitchila ovdei avodah zarah yu avotenu. Ve'achshav kirvanu ha-makom la'avodato. Says the Haggadah, first you say, listen, our great-grandfather was Terach. Did avodah zarah. Bad news. We have bad credit. Hashem waited. Erech ha-paim. He had a son, Abraham. And Baruch Hashem, he's doing Kiddush Hashem. Okay. And then, Chilul Hashem. He did something he should not have done. And then we went down to Egypt with Yaakov. And then we did Chilul Hashem in Egypt. He did Chilul Hashem in Egypt. He didn't do Brit Mila. Chilul Hashem. We did not eat kosher food in Egypt. Chilul Hashem. We went to the theater in Egypt. Chilul Hashem. We went to the circus in Egypt. Chilul Hashem. We did Avodah Zarah in Egypt. Chilul Hashem. That's what we read in the Haggadah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and said, took us of Egypt. The biggest Kiddush Hashem. Hashem did it for Kiddush Hashem. This Navi Yechezkel said, we came down to Iraq after the destruction of first Beit HaMikdash. The Iraqi people, the Goyim over there said, wow, Jewish people? How come Holocaust? Where is God? God should have saved the Jews. God saved the Jews? Once you read the history of what the Jewish people did in Europe before the Holocaust. 45% assimilation in Europe before the Holocaust. And all the other bad things they did in Germany. People took off the kippah, they took off the tzitzit. They ate not kosher food. They go to university, Queen's College, Brooklyn College. You say, what happened to the Holocaust? What happened to the Holocaust? Besides what Rav Avadia said, the Gilgul of the people from Spain. So, but the Navi Yechezkel said, but the Goyim, they don't know it. And they said, it's Chilul Hashem. Look at the Jewish people, Hashem's favorite nation. Look what happened to them. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Navi Yechezkel, for that Chilul Hashem, I'm going to redeem, I'm going to save them. Because Hashem wants to have Kiddush Hashem. She said, Ramban, listen, you read miracles, and I said, oh, Hashem was good to you. Hashem did not have to be too good to you. But you say, if Korban Pesach, you say, listen, Pesach, Hashem skipped. She said, Hashem skipped. Why Hashem have to skip? Why? Well, this is Olympics. Hashem has to skip? No, Hashem skipped because you didn't have the right to be saved. You did bad things in Egypt. This, you have to hold, you say, in time of Beit HaMikdash, you have to hold a piece of meat on yourself. In your hand, you said, you see, I'm going to have a piece of meat. It is to remind me that I did Chilul Hashem in Egypt, but Hashem saved me because Hashem wants me to do Kiddush Hashem, to advertise the miracle. So the miracle was the biggest miracle since creation. That's what Hashem wanted to do. And you take the matzah, it says, matzah zu, you hold the matzah in your hand, and says, I'm having a matzah. You are having a matzah. You're having a matzah because Hashem made a miracle. That matzah stayed for 30 days, and I ate from it. And all the goyim asked, what did Jewish people eat in the desert? For 30 days, millions of people didn't have to go shopping for food, children, animals. What did you feed the animals in the desert? Just the Gemara, the man used to melt, and animals used to eat it. He says, what it is? He says, the matzah that you eat, you say, the matzah that I'm eating is to remember a miracle. What miracle? And Hashem made a miracle. What Hashem makes miracle? Hashem makes a miracle with Gadal with Kadash Miraba for Hashem's name to be greater. Because Hashem wants everybody to recognize him. Because Hashem is Erech HaPayim, Hashem is mercy. He says, Rabbi Gamliel, if you don't have this in mind, he didn't say that, he said nothing. The whole that I said there was for nothing. Maror, Zeshanochim, hold the Maror, says, you know, I have Maror. He says, the Egyptian gave me a hard time. He says, why they gave you a hard time? Because you said Tikkun Chatzot in Egypt? Why they gave you a hard time? Because you said Tehillim over there. What did you do in Egypt? Why they gave you? I'll tell you why they gave you. Until, Vatimale Aretz Otam, until you canceled Brit Milah, was paradise. It was a gezerah. Yes. To go out of Israel. I was paradise. Perfect. Yosef, Yaakov, the Shvatim, paradise. Yosef died. Nobody does Brit Milah. Huh? Brit Milah? Bechavod, labor camp. Bechavod, chambers. Guest chambers. What happened? What happened? You know what happened? He stopped doing what he was supposed to do. You went to the circus, says the Gemara. You went to the theater. You ate non-kosher food. You took Jewish people to be your slaves. You canceled Brit Milah. You did Avodah Zarah. 49 gates. So, Maror ze shanu ochli mashuma. Says the Zohar, you know this, all of this is to advertise Hashem. Why are you having a hard time in your life? Because you have a bad record. Nevertheless, Hashem took you out of Egypt. For Kiddush Hashem says the Zohar. Says the Magid Mishnah and the Rambam, you should know wine. You drink the wine? You should have in mind. Kiddush Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim. What is Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim? What is Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim? Yeah, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. For what? Hashem wants you to remember. 50 times in the Torah it says, I took you out of Egypt. You know why? You don't understand. Hashem knows you have a good memory. Baruch Hashem, you're Jewish. You're genius. Hashem doesn't have to write every few sentences in the Torah, I took you out of Egypt. Ani Hashem Elokechem. No, you don't understand. Hashem says to you something else. You won't deserve to be redeemed. I took you out of Egypt. 50 times I want you to remember it, to know you should get in your head that Ani Hashem Elokechem. Asher Otzeti Etchem Etchem Elokim. I took you out because I want you to believe in me, to advertise me, to say that all the miracles is because I took you. You didn't deserve to be taken out. Says the Gemara, you have to say that. I wasn't deserved to be out because my father wasn't deserved to be out. Says the Ramban, you should have stayed in Egypt forever if you don't keep the mitzvot. The minimum, what Hashem gave you, you have no right to be redeemed. For what Hashem will take you out? For what? To do Avodah Zarah in Israel later? No, they take you out. Nevertheless, he took you out. For what? For Kiddush Hashem. To advertise a miracle. He says, that's what Hashem wants you. To stay up the night of Pesach. And says, start with the Kiddush. Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim. He says, what Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim? I do Kiddush what? Hashem took me out. To say like this, Hashem, you took me out. Even though I didn't deserve you to take me out. That's called Zecher. 50 times Hashem wants us to remember it because we don't want to remember it. Because we think we got out of Egypt because we're Jewish. No. You weren't Jewish over there. You canceled Brit Milah, you're not Jewish. And this is Hashem, he was so upset at us. See, you have no right. Says Hashem said, listen, I took you, you didn't deserve, now you owe me. You owe me, I took you. You would have stayed there forever. You would assimilate with the Egyptians forever. I kept you with the Kiddush Hashem. Reminds me, says Hashem, says Namir Cheskel said, Ishit Gilevito lo Ishlichu, says they all did Avodah Zarah in Egypt. They did Avodah Zarah in Egypt. Hashem said, why have to take them out? Reminds me, for Hashem's name, for Kiddush Hashem, Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. Says Rabbi Gamliel, he don't say that. He didn't do that the Lela said there. So you have a matzah for nothing. For what you pay $20 or $25 for a pound of matzah. For what you paid it? For what? Why are you having maror? What difference does it make to Hashem? Since when you have to remember the sadness, the agony when you're happy? No, you don't understand. That's the whole trick. The happiness of Pesach is not that I was released. The happiness is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on me. He jumped over the houses. For what? Says as well, for the Kiddush Hashem is going to be created from this Exodus. For this Hashem took me out of Egypt. So you have the wine, says the Magnificent in the Rambam, 4 cups of wine, you should know, the cups of wine, is the first Kiddush, says Zechem Tzat Mitzrayim, that's what it is, it's not, I'm coming out of Egypt. It says, I didn't have a zechut, the merit to come out. Hashem took me out. He says, this is the Borepi HaGefen. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, I didn't deserve it, and you took me. He says, well, you took me for Kiddush Hashem. I'm doing Kiddush Hashem the whole night, says the Rambam, says the Mishnah, says the Agadah. Stay up the night of Pesach, say more and more and more. It's not because Hashem needs it, because Kiddush Hashem will save you. Like you say, Amen Yesh Merabah at the Kaddish, Leila Seder is the Amen Yesh Merabah. Sir, Rabbi Tom and Uziel, you know? You expect Mashiach, you expect redemption. He says, why should he come, Mashiach? For what he should come? Why? Who behaves? How many behave? Shame on us. Assimilation in America, in South America, in Israel with Arabs, getting married to Palestinians. To all these Hamas girls, Jewish girls, men of Hamas. Not one, not two, not 100, not 1,000. So for what, Mashiach? No, for Kiddush Hashem, but something else. Kiddush Hashem waves everything. Rabbi Tam Yisrael said, expect Mashiach on the night of Pesach, because night of Pesach we didn't have the right to be redeemed, but Hashem did it for Kiddush Hashem every year. Leila Seder, Rabbi Tam Yisrael, have in mind Leila Seder. What is the purpose of Leila Seder? It's not to have wine, it's to remember. It's to remember the Kiddush Hashem. Remember the Kiddush Hashem. For this, Hashem said you have a matzah. For this, Hashem said you should have wine. For this, you have a marrow. For this, you have afikoman. Not afikoman, afikoman. The power of afikoman that can save you is the Kiddush Hashem from the afikoman. So they say, says the Zohar, let me tell you something what happened. See, you know, says the Zohar, said, no, you have to look for a guest. Every chag, you should look for a guest. Says the Zohar, says the Gemara, you know, when a poor person, the Mishulach, comes to you, knocks on the door, Hashem stands on the right hand of the Mishulach. Omed al yimino. Omed al yimino. I said, you open the door, the Mishulach, he says, don't say nothing. Hashem is next to the Mishulach on his right hand side. He says, the Zohar. So you have to invite guests. You should know, Korban Pesach is Rezecher Akedat Yitzchak. What Akedat Yitzchak? Says the Zohar, Akedat Yitzchak. You know what happened? Avraham Avinu made a party, and the Satan got dressed like a Mishulach standing over there, and Avraham Avinu walks by him, ignores him. Sarah makes fun of the Mishulach. For this, Satan came to Hashem and said, look, and dressed up like Rosh Hashiva, I came to Kenisa, I said, Evi Shiva, the guy said, oh, Kenisa, okay, here's a nickel, give me change. I said, what are you doing? Rosh Hashiva, what did you do? Embarrassed her with the Mishulach. For this, the Gemara said, for this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Abraham, go slaughter Yitzchak, because he ignored the Mishulach. Ignored the Mishulach? I ignored the Mishulach. You ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stands on the right hand side of the Mishulach. You ignore the Mishulach. Let's call it Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem. It says, the angels, the Gemara says, some of them don't speak Aramaic. When we start Leila Seder, they say after Kiddush, you do Kiddush, it says, Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim. Ha! You say, what? He says, I didn't deserve. Oh, you don't deserve? You don't deserve to be here. Because Avram should not have had the son Yitzchak. It's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised. Ki Yitzchak Yikare Lecha Zara. Hashem promised, Avram, you can have a son. Yeah. But if you behave, can you imagine? Hashem promised something to somebody, and the guy is coming by. He's going to become an Arab, a Muslim. So, you think Hashem's promise valid? Never. Hashem's promise valid if you behave the way you were at the time of the promise. Says the Ramban, Hashem promised you on Rosh Hashanah certain things. Well, they say, Baruch Hashem, something happened during the year. No, it wasn't a successful year. Says the Ari, says the Ramban, would it be something? He didn't behave. But Rosh Hashanah is over. He's going to Atlantic City. He says, what do you think? Hashem gave you in Rosh Hashanah because he said, am I going to go to Atlantic City? No, I didn't say Berlin Neder. He said Berlin Neder. Hashem also said Berlin Neder. You think Hashem says Neder? He said Berlin Neder. He says, you didn't do it? Yeah, no, Avram, with all the respect, yeah. I said you're going to have children and grandchildren, you give Eretz Israel, you give everything, yeah. If you behave, Meshulach comes to you, and you ignore the Meshulach, you ignore Hashem, you ignore Hashem, my promise is not valid anymore. No, I don't know. Go take Yitzchak, slaughter Yitzchak. Amon mino sar gadolish b'shamayim, says the Zohar. This is sar b'shamayim all the time says, Avraham Avinu is not supposed to have children. Ignore the Meshulach. Ignore the Meshulach. That's called Chilul Hashem, because Hashem stands on the right side of the Meshulach. Kim Chachamim, I ever made the Haggadah. After he says, Zecher Litzat Mitzrayim by the Kiddush, huh? What do you say? I don't deserve it, huh? So you don't deserve it. He said, hold it, hold it. Halach ma'anya dechata Mitzrayim. He said, we went down to Egypt. We went down to Egypt because of our grandfather, Avraham. Whatever he did, says the Gemara Masechet Nedarim. He says, call Dichtin. He says, listen. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechila. Whoever wants to come, let him come. I know I should have said it before. I didn't. But I said, Kiddush Lecher Yat Mitzrayim. Rings a bell me. It's not, I remember coming out of Egypt. I want to remember what happened to me in Egypt. And why did Hashem take me out of Egypt even if I didn't deserve it? It says Kiddush Hashem. Tzedakah, Tzatil B'mavet, it's called Kiddush Hashem. When you give the Ani, you give the poor person Tzedakah, it means you give it to Hashem. Malveh Hashem, Chonen Dal. Says Shlomo HaMelech. You give a poor person money, it's like you give a loan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stands next to the poor person. That's called Kiddush Hashem. Tzedakah, Tzatil B'mavet, it's Kiddush Hashem. Because you give it like you give it to Hashem. Because Hashem has to give food to the poor person. You helped him. You helped him. It's Kiddush Hashem. He says, we say it in Aramaic. Because we don't want some angels to understand. Says the Gemara, Malachi Asharet, lo mevinim Aramaic. Certain angels don't speak Aramaic. They speak in code. Yeah, Aramaic. In Iran, they speak Aramaic. But angels don't speak Aramaic, says the Gemara. They don't speak Aramaic. Nachamim said, the Kaddish is in Aramaic. Because you see the Kaddish in Ivrit, in Hebrew, then you said, who says Kaddish? For who are you saying the Kaddish? For these guys in Gehenom on the grill? Good for him, to stay on the grill. The angels will block the Kaddish. You see, the Kaddish is in Aramaic. The Gemara is in Aramaic because of that. The Zohar is in Aramaic because of that. Because certain angels should not know what we're saying to Hashem. We have to start saying the lectures in Aramaic. The angels should not understand it. Because they understand it, they block it. Kaddish is not Aramaic for that reason. So the Chachamim say, Unklus wrote translation of the Torah in Aramaic. Because when you learn Torah, and you said, who is learning Torah? This guy doesn't obey the Torah, he reads not Torah. So he doesn't, but then we say in Aramaic, Hashem said, okay, it doesn't matter what he says, you don't know what he says, he said something else. He speaks to me a different language. Haggadah will start in Aramaic. What do you say in Aramaic? He says, I know I was in Egypt. You know, why are you in Egypt? He says, Allah Manya says, the Kalmivina. You know, in Egypt we ate matzah because the Egyptians gave us a hard time. They gave us matzah to eat. Why they gave you matzah to eat? He said, because matzah stays, says the Kalmivina, stays in your system. And they didn't have to give you good breakfast, good lunch. They gave you a piece of matzah. He says, oh, you were slave in matzah. You were slave in Egypt, huh? Why were you slave in Egypt? Because you didn't behave. You didn't behave, you didn't have to come outside. No, he said, let me tell you, Kribachu, listen. Call Dichfini, tell you, I want to do Kiddush Hashem. I want to say, if you have anybody, please, Kiddush Baruch Hu, send him. I forgot to ask before, but now I realize. I'd say Kiddush, Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. I say the Kiddush, I know, Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. 50 times in Torah, Hashem said, remember I took you out. No. Remember I took you out, you didn't deserve to come out. Remember that. That you have to remember. Everybody remembers we took out of Egypt. But nobody wants to remember what we did before. Nobody wants to remember that we got into trouble in Egypt is because we sold Yosef, because we didn't do Brit Milah, because we did Avodah Zarah in Egypt. That's what the hardship was. Coming out of Az Yashir Moshe for what? You didn't deserve to be saved. Whoever made the Haggadah made this special song, it's called Dayenu. Dayenu based on that Kiddush Hashem part. What Hashem you did was enough Kiddush Hashem. Lefichach, you did everything. It's like, we have to praise you and praise you and praise you. Not Hashem needs our praise. Not Hashem needs that we should praise Him more and we should stay up the night. It's for our benefit. It's like you say, Amin Yesh Mirabah cancel all the Gezerot. Leila said, I cancel all the Gezerot. And Tamin Yuziel said, Mashiach can come any night. But Mashiach can come on the night of Pesach because this is the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself considered us as His children, took us out of Egypt just to do Kiddush Hashem. And this is what the Chachamim said, I gave them the wine, the first, the third, in between you drink the wine. It's what's the purpose of it? It's a L'chaim. L'chaim for what? L'chaim, even we didn't deserve it, Hashem took us. We ate the matzah. Even though we didn't deserve it, Hashem gave us matzah. It says, the Rambam said, we didn't have it in mind. He didn't say it. The whole land, I said, it was for nothing. And we have to have it in mind. We want to advertise Hashem. We have to scream, Amen Yesh Merabai Adi Kaddish. Chas v'shalom. Say Chachamim, aha, Yid Kiddush Hashem. Now you can say, Yesh Shalama Rabba Min Shmaya. Shibi Shalama Rabba Min Chaim, Vesava, Vishwa, Nechama, Shizava. You know why you're going to have it? When we're going to have it? Excuse me. Either I got it on Rosh Hashanah, or I didn't get it. What do you mean you say, Amen Yesh Merabah? You didn't say, Hashem will give me Chaim, Sava, Yeshua, Nechama, Shazava, Refua, Geula, Kapara. What Kapara? Kapara today? Kapara was in Yom Kippur at Kotel. You say, Kapara? For what Kapara? Since when you have Kapara? Kaddish, you have Kapara. Because Kaddish is Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, Hashem waves all the sins. It's a person that Hashem wrote him to live only certain years. He says, Amen Yesh Merabah, erases all his decision upstairs because this is called Kiddush Hashem. That's Kiddush Hashem does. That's Chachamim say, we made a Kaddish. After you say, Amen Yesh Merabah, now you can ask. Yeshua, Parnasa, Kalka, everything. You can ask everything Kaddish. Everything. Yesh Shalama Rabah says, a sick person, Nihesh Shalama in the Kaddish will do much more than all the Tehillim that people will say together. But you have to have the Kavanah. The guy says the Kaddish. He's up to that he wants to do Kiddush Hashem. And the congregants and answer Yesh Merabah up to it. Not he say, Amen Yesh Merabah, I'm going to Los Angeles. Amen Yesh Merabah, I'm going to Atlantic City. I'm going to the Great Canyon. Amen Yesh Merabah, it means my life is, yeah, I'm on it Gadal Bit Kaddash. And if you say, Amen Yesh Merabah, B'chol Kocho, with all his strength, the Gemara Pahamis says, Hashem cancel all the Gezerot. And that's the whole idea of Leila Seder. Hashem needs you to have Pesach, to have Matzah. Ah, Hashem doesn't need it. Hashem doesn't care less if you have Matzah or don't have Matzah. Hashem doesn't care less if you have wine. Hashem doesn't care less if you say the Haggadah. It's for you benefit, for you. When you say that, let's call Kiddush Hashem. Hashem with the Gezerot of Mashiach Rabbeinu Amen. Amen. Chananiah ben Anaya say, Amen Yishmei Rabbah b'kol hakoach. Chananiah ben Akasha omer, Hatzak et b'chotot. Nachafetz leman, zidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir.